A bipartisan group of 8 senators crafted the comprehensive immigration bill the old-fashioned way, in a conference room with their sleeves rolled up. Not so in the House, where Republicans, like Virginia Congressman Randy Forbes, say the Senate's process isn't open enough.
They have 8 people that go in a room, smoke their cigarettes, talk and chat, and come out and tell the rest of the world what they're going to do.
Forbes says the House version of the bill promises to be properly vetted.
One thing I can assure you is we will know what's in the bill before we pass it. We won't have to pass it to find out later. And so our bill, I think, will take a different, probably, tone than what the Senate's will do.
House Republican leaders are holding their own hearings and tackling immigration one issue at a time, starting with border security. Virginia Congressman Bob Goodlatte is heading up the effort in his role as the chair of the Judiciary Committee.
My approach has always been it's important to do immigration reform, but it's most important to do it right and not repeat the mistakes of 1986.
Goodlatte and other Republican leaders are being accused of trying to slow walk the reform effort, but Goodlatte denies the charge.
We would like to solve all 3 major areas of immigration that are in need of reform: legal immigration reform, enforcement, and finding some legal status for people who are not lawfully here.
The Senate passed its comprehensive reform package by a vote of 68-32. They were able to garner more GOP support by agreeing to send another 40,000 Border Patrol agents to the U.S.-Mexican border. Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner says the bill has the right balance.
This is a much, much better system across the board, from security to, you know, the path to citizenship, to the area that I've focused on, which is the high-skill workers. From, you know, we're going to have a STEM visa, we're going to have an entrepreneur visa, we're going to, you know, rationalize the H-1B program.
But Goodlatte and other House Republicans are demanding even more border security components before they even deal with what to do with the estimated 11 million undocumented workers currently in the country.
Just throwing bodies at it does not solve the problem.
Some Democrats say the piecemeal approach is a thinly veiled attempt to kill the Senate compromise measure. Northern Virginia Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly says part of the difference is that senators have to appeal to voters across entire states.
Here in the House, it's the opposite. Republicans look at a 2-year time frame. They're in safe redistricted districts where there's no pressure in many of these cases to do anything about immigration.
Conventional wisdom says there are already enough votes in the House to pass the Senate bill, but it would require a lot of Democratic votes. House Speaker John Boehner says he wants legislation that the majority of Republicans support. Connolly says he's going to have to move from that position to get anything to the president's desk.
And in order to pass anything, he's going to have to allow the bill, or a bill, or a series of bills, to come to the floor and allow an overwhelming majority of Democrats and a small sort of rump group of Republicans to pass it.
Politics are never far from immigration reform. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says the GOP has the most to lose if reform is blunted once again.
People understood there was generally a party trying to fix the problem and a party trying to stand in the way. That's what's encouraging about the Gang of Eight, you know, having significant Republican leadership right from the start.
Lawmakers are off this week for the 4th of July. When they return, all eyes will be watching to see if the House can muster enough votes to tackle immigration reform this year. I'm Matt Laszlo.